Hello, Major Kehoe. This is Peter Norris speaking to you from Melbourne, Australia. I've sent you this tape in the hope that you may like to record some comments on the establishment of NICAP. As I've mentioned to you in my letters, we run a weekly radio show here called The Truth Behind Flying Saucers. Now, this is a show which has caused tremendous interest in Melbourne. It has been running since March this year. And in the last few weeks, we have mentioned NICAP quite a few times. A lot of listeners have written in to us, expressing their interest, and asking us to forward their names on to you, so that you may send them full particulars of NICAP. Now, we'll be sending those names on to you very shortly. However, we think it might cause more of an impact if you were to record a few comments on NICAP yourself, requesting listeners who are interested to send their names in to us for forwarding on to you in Washington. And we feel that the result would be that a lot of Melbourne people would be interested in joining NICAP on a full membership basis. Record a double track, if you wish, at 7.5 inches per second. Don't worry about the length. It can be as long as you like, because we can take extracts for playing over the radio show, and the whole of the tape can then be played at our next public meeting. I'm sending an international money order, which will be sufficient in amount to cover airmailing of the tape back to me. Now, my address is Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. I hope that money order will get to you soon. Dr. Dittmar of A. Sable Forks in New York tells me that one money order I sent him took months to arrive. Why that is, I don't understand. I've sent you two money orders before to the total value of $7.50. I hope you've got them by now, but if you haven't, then you'll know that they've apparently been held up in the course of being sent over. But at any rate, this postal note I'm sending you to cover airmail back is on the way, and I hope you'll get it shortly. I received my first copy of the UFO Investigator some weeks ago and enjoyed it immensely. I've showed it around to quite a few of my friends, and they appear to be quite impressed, even though they weren't UFO believers. I think the most impressive thing about the publication is the obviously high standard and high qualification of the members of the Board of Governors. I think that will go a long way to crediting the UFO subject generally in the eyes of the public. I was very interested too to see that you are allocating space each issue for members' questions. One particular question I would like to see answered, quite possibly you may already have given space to it in the second issue of the Investigator, is the very interesting matter which arose in the Flying Saucer Review of England in the last issue about a peculiar sighting in Brazil. I understand that some sort of substance fell from a flying saucer which was identified as being pure tin, which could not be found on Earth under any circumstances. The report went on to say that Professor Maney had got hold of a piece of this tin and had analysed it, and found indeed that it was pure tin. There weren't any further details given in the Flying Saucer Review, so I shall look forward to hearing further details as to whether NICAP has made any further analyses and has any more news to hand. We, as a society, feel very proud to be associated with you in this great work, and we hope that you'll call on us at any time that that you find that we can be of use to you. Of course, if we get any good sightings here, we'll forward them on to you. During the last few months, however, I should point out that we've had very few sightings, very few good sightings. On May the 19th, there was a peculiar incident when a meteor-like object flashed right across the state and was seen by thousands of people. That was very peculiar. You may have read about it in the English Flying Saucer Review. However, since then, things have been very quiet. In 1953-54, we had many reports. They were frequent, almost weekly, you might say, of peculiar sightings, amazing sightings. But since then, things have quietened down. It's almost as though the UFOs had a good look at us in those years, decided that we weren't of military or scientific interest, and went off to places which were more interesting to them. At any rate, that's the way it seems to me. Well, I shan't take up any more of your time, but I will look forward to getting this tape back from you with your comments recorded on it, if that's not too much trouble for you. We realise, of course, that you must be very busy, but we would be very grateful if you could do this for us, and I know that there will be many people in Melbourne, not only amongst our members, but amongst the general public, who would be most interested to hear from you. Incidentally, I hope that you will one day find your way clear to make a tour of Australia. There are thousands of people here who have read your books, and I can assure you that you'd get a very good reception. Well, I think that's all for now, so I'll say goodbye.